Father Larry Weber is with me, Executive Director of the Solanus Casey Center in Detroit, and you can find out more at solanuscasey.org. That's solanuscasey.org, and they've got a DVD series available now to, well, give you some insights into Solanus Casey's life and talk about how his example, his beautiful example of holiness, can make a difference in our lives as well. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I hope you're doing well also.
I am, praise God.
Good, good. Well, tell us about this DVD series now. It's called A Role Model for Holiness Today, The Spirituality of Solanus Casey.
Well, as your listeners I'm sure know, Venerable Solanus is the first U.S.-born male to be declared venerable by the Roman Catholic Church, and it's his process towards eventual canonization. We continue to pray for that to move along. There's always many favors of the tens of thousands of people who come every year to the Solanus Casey Center. Of course, as part of the process, his tomb now is in the church, and many people come here to pray at his tomb, and it's our 10th anniversary as the Solanus Center, and we wanted to do something to also reach out to the many people around the world and around the country to let them know more about this very venerable and humble brother of ours. And so this series, there are three of them, three speakers, Father Michael Crosby, a Capuchin, Father Martin Cable, a Capuchin, and Father Jack Rathschmidt, a Capuchin.
Mm-hmm.
And they each explore different dimensions, and it's a free DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go to, if you mentioned our website, www.solanuscenter.org/DVD. If they go there, you can, we're promoting it principally for groups right now. At the beginning of next year, we'll have it up online so that people can download it for individual use. But what we're trying to do is get groups to study not just Father Solanus, but Catholic faith and how Father Solanus can help us to live that better.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And he really is a beautiful example. I mean, just in terms of his obedience to God, even his cheerfulness in the face of a lot of difficulty, a lot of adversity in his life.
Truly. And, you know, one of the things that characterized him and characterizes him so much, and I think is really at the heart of what our society needs in terms of spirituality. In fact, the readings for today for Mass focus on that too, humility. You know, Jesus today in the Gospel says, follow me, or if you're burdened, come to me, and I will lift up your burden, because I am meek and humble of heart. And I think that really characterizes a lot about Father Solanus. You know, in our society today, it's always so much all about me and what I want or what I believe or what I think. And for Solanus, it was about listening. And it was, you know, he did have, as you mentioned, these difficulties with his studies and priesthood. It was conditioned, you know, because they didn't know if he understood his moral theology and his doctrinal theology well enough, so he couldn't hear confessions or preach. But he accepted all that with such humility that God took that humility and transformed him into this powerful, powerful source of faith and inspiration for so many.
Mm. I'm talking with Father Larry Weber, and we're talking about the Solanus Casey Center, the Solanus Casey Guild, and this free DVD series for groups. It's a three-part DVD series, A Role Model for Holiness Today, The Spirituality of Solanus Casey. And Father, as you've talked about Venerable Solanus Casey, and I've read about him over the years, what you were just mentioning, that's the thing that really strikes me again and again. You know, he feels this very clear, very strong call to the priesthood. And then every time he tries to act on that, he's, you know, the door is shut in his face. And I think for most of us, after that had happened a couple of times, you might just go back to the farm and think, well, okay, I was wrong. But he just didn't give up.
That is right. He didn't. And it goes back, as I said, to that humility. In the first of the series, how the Father Mike Crosby stresses about how our spirituality, our faith needs to be, our experience needs to be about something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that bigger than ourselves is God. And I think that for Solanus, for instance, when he encountered these closed doors or these discouragements, he always returned to God and said, well, it's in your hands. Blessed be God, mm-hmm. That was his famous saying that he loved to say, blessed be God in all his designs. It was about God. It wasn't about him.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever God needed, that was what he was there for.
Mm.
and he trusted that a lot. And that's a beautiful thing to help us in so many of the obstacles that we all encounter in life, or doors that are shut, or situations that are difficult to live through, to live with that kind of faith. That it's our experience of faith, our spirituality, is about something bigger than ourselves. It is about God and about the kingdom of God.
Well, we don't have a lot of contemporary examples of humility, I think, certainly not in the, you know, in the popular culture. I suppose humility is something that's never really been all that popular, but, you know, it's certainly not, as you look around, it's certainly not what we're being told, what our kids are being told we want to, you know, we want to have front and center in our lives.
That's right. And, you know, our dreams oftentimes are about what I want. I want to be this, or I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, or I want to be whatever. And, or my dream is to get a bigger house or to have a bigger whatever. And I think that what Solanus and the saints teach us is that if our dream is God's dream, then we disappear, as John the Baptist said, and God, Christ, grows bigger. And in that, there's this mysterious transformation, sort of like the humility of the wheat that's crushed and the wine that is crushed in the Eucharist and is transformed into this bread and wine, which is then transformed into the body of Christ through these elements being humbled and crushed. This transformation of Christ happens, and that happens in the lives of saints, men and women. And it's so wonderful to have a figure, someone who's contemporary, as you said. He died in 1957. This year we're celebrating, at the end of this month, the 31st of July, the 55th anniversary of the death of Father Solanus. So the novena here is beginning. The novena for the anniversary of his death starts on the 29th of this month, and then we end it here on the 31st. So that whole week there will be in celebrations. But it's wonderful to have someone that contemporary that's a sign of someone who's been crushed and made into a sign of Christ present among us. That's what a saint really is.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. During one of our conversations, I think about a year ago, someone I work with here sent me a photo. And if I remember right, it was his parents. It was one of his parents as kids with their parents and Father Solanus. It was a snapshot they'd taken when they went to visit him. So it really is pretty amazing that you have this person that obviously there are lots of people around who met him or knew him still, who's this beautiful example of holiness to us.
And that is a gift that we do still have, you know, daily. We have people come in here, and yesterday I had another group who came in, and they were telling all their stories about how when they came to see Father Solanus with their parents and or their grandparents. And, of course, these people are getting up in the years. Yeah. We do try to capture that memory on video today so that we'll have those testimonies for the future.
That's great. More coming up with Father Larry Weber. And, again, the 3-DVD series is called A Role Model for Holiness Today, The Spirituality of Solanus Casey. We'll tell you more about that, talk a little bit more about Father Solanus Casey coming. And Father Larry Weber is with me, Executive Director of the Solanus Casey Center in Detroit. And we're talking about the Solanus Casey Guild, as well as the Solanus Casey Center, and this new three-part DVD series, A Role Model for Holiness Today, The Spirituality of Solanus Casey. And you mentioned, Father, that you have three Capuchin friars, each of whom talks about sort of a different aspect of what we can learn. Can you walk us through kind of those three aspects of this DVD series?
Well, the first of the series, our brother, Father Mike Crosby, spoke more of spirituality for us today and how Father Solanus can be a source of our own spirituality, as I mentioned already, how he can lead us to see that there's something bigger about ourselves, and that bigger something is God, of course, in our lives. And then Father Marty Pabel, who has worked a lot with evangelization, speaks about spiritual outsiders, those who have left the church perhaps, or those who are disenchanted with the church, those who've never, you know, come to church. And he speaks about the, you know, those who probably are satisfied with that, but then there's always the seekers. And so he concentrates on how we can help these seekers, those who are not satisfied in their lives and need to know Christ, need to know the church, and would find something in the church. And he gives a method for evangelizing, really, how to listen to people's stories about church, especially those who perhaps have been disenfranchised or disenchanted, I should say, with the church, to share with them your own story of faith, and then to invite them. So he goes through that whole process and his sharing how we can reach out to those to bring others who have perhaps fallen away from the church into the church. And then the final of the one of the series is Father Jack Rathschmidt, who has done a lot of work. All three of these friars have participated in the National Catechetical Conference out in Los Angeles. And Father Jack Rathschmidt speaks about young adults and how we can, the church today can reach out and speak to young adults, particularly in the communication age with internet and so forth. And he makes a very interesting, in terms of this whole thing of Father Marty talking about those who are satisfied and those who are seekers, Father Jack talks about how we can go through life either in faith, either as a tourist or as a pilgrim. And, you know, the tourist, you know, just take pictures and you know, it's kind of superficial and you just kind of see things and you want to go see the next thing. Whereas a pilgrim has the purpose of really being changed in their heart. And that church and young adults today really want something that's going to touch them deeper. And so it's a, there are three very, very profitable, and they all three use examples from the life of Father Solanas, of course, and speak a lot about Father Solanas and how he can be a role model for these realities.
And you can go to SolanasCenter.org/DVD. That's SolanasCenter.org/DVD to find out more. And Father, where is the where's the cause for canonization for Father Solanas? Kind of how's it moving along?
Well, I always say it's where God wants it to be.
That's a great answer.
And it's moving along. We're always cautious to, you know, set up false you know, expectations like it's coming now or something. But I know that Brother Richard and Brother Leo, who of course is 94 and has had a little bit of a health setback, so keep him in prayer in a particular way. But he's not, you know, in danger of death right now, we don't think. But at 94, you know, he's been in charge of the cause for a long time, and they're still moving it ahead. And there's a number of very, there are always hopeful cases that come to us. And there are some that they are pursuing, several that they are pursuing right now. And keep that in prayer. I would ask all your listeners to just pray, not for us as friars, you know, talking about humility earlier, it's not for us like we want to have one of ours be the first saint here, you know, male saint here in the United States. Whoever it's going to be, we do need contemporary male role models to be held up by the church. That we can venerate in our church as holy models for us today. And we do believe that Solanas, God has shown through many signs that Solanas is indeed worthy of that. So that's where we're at. But there are some very positive cases that we're working on.
Oh, that's excellent. I think he really does represent a very healthy and positive model for masculinity because, you know, the you look at movies and television or magazines or so many things going out to our kids and you know, in advertising, the image is either of someone who is very physically strong and not terribly sensitive, or on a lot of sitcoms, dad just is basically an idiot. But the thing I think was so beautiful about Father Solanas was just his quiet determination to do God's will.
That's right. And he was, as you said, you know, he got into jobs, and even as you were speaking earlier of, you know, his discouragement in terms of being a priest, but before that, he even had discouragement in love. You know, he did fall in love, and he wanted to get married, and the family, the parents of the young woman that he was in love with said, no, no, she's too young, and they sent her across the country so he wouldn't be able to see her anymore. So he's been through that kind of an experience of, you know, a love, you know, kind of just sort of crushed love. And he moved on. He worked as a logger, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, you have to really have a lot of strength. And, you know, you're not a wimp to do that in the prison in Stillwater, Minnesota. And one of the things that I always point out to people when I take them on in the pilgrimage here about that is, in every case, he was always a daily communicant. Whether he was a logger or at the prison, he was a daily communicant. Eucharist was center to him. And it was before the Eucharist that he discerned his vocation to be a priest after, as a streetcar conductor, he saw this very violent situation happen, and he prayed about it. And that's where he was led to say to himself, I feel God calling me to somehow address this world and all of its perversion and violence and the need for conversion, and to dedicate himself to that humbly.
I'm talking with Father Larry Weber, and you can find out more about the Solanas Casey Guild and the Solanas Casey Center online. I'll put links to their websites. And tell us a little bit about the Solanas Casey Center itself. Folks can come to Detroit, where Father Solanas lived and ministered, and find out more about him.
It is a beautiful center. As I said, it's our 10th anniversary this year. And the center was built to be a center of pilgrimage, so that it really is a journey in faith. And there's beautiful gardens and sculptures, and there's a whole spirituality. It's a prayer path, really, which I always say to pilgrims, it begins in Christ. We have the Shepherd's Gate, and then there's sort of like a little sheepfold, which is interreligious. And then you come through the Christ doors, and it's, each of these elements has some relation to Father Solanas' own journey. And you see other figures of faith and holiness like Solanas, and then you're led to eventually, through the Hall of Saints, to the tomb of Solanas. But again, we don't end in the saint. No saint worth their money is going to lead us to themselves. They're always going to lead us to Christ. So from the tomb of Christ, from the tomb of Father Solanas, you can actually see the Blessed Sacrament. You can see Christ. You're led to Christ right from the tomb, and to the Eucharist, and to the Word, and to the baptismal font again. So it really is a whole journey in faith. And people who come here just stand in awe first when they walk in, and especially people from Detroit say, I didn't know anything like this existed in Detroit.
Mm.
It is a beautiful, beautiful space. And there's also something, God has given a grace to it, that people who come here find peace and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing to work in an area and an environment like this. So I'm very grateful for even being here.
Oh, that's really beautiful. So looking at this DVD series, it's called A Role Model for Holiness Today, The Spirituality of Solanas Casey. You said you've intended it for groups. What kind of groups would you suggest look into it?
Well, around the country, we've advertised it and tried to promote it, particularly to religious educators in parishes, DREs, and to try to get parishes that are doing adult education programs, for instance. Or it can be for any group that is around a spirituality. We have, for retreat houses, we've promoted it, so that we can help to promote a good Catholic spirituality based on a really good Catholic role model, which is Father Solanas. And so if people, however, and we have had a number of people that have called and said, well, you know, the pastor doesn't want to, you know, and we do always want to respect the pastor. So I always insist, at least talk to your pastor if you want to have a copy and gather a group. There's some people that gather in their home to pray the rosary or to, you know, to visit the sick or whatever it might be. It can be for that too, you know, just to kind of give you some spiritual formation. And but of course we do always want to work within the parameters of the church with the pastor if that's possible, and in groups. And then, as I mentioned, in January, we first want to really push hard these months to get people together in groups and in family even, or to learn this spirituality. And then after January, it will be available for individual downloads for people to look at and view.
There's also excellent.
A study guide on will be up online.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up right now. We haven't sent out the DVDs yet. We will be sending them out in the next week or two.
Okay.
And there will be a study guide online that you can use to discuss each of the talks.
That's great. It sounds like a very good resource for homeschooling families too.
Sure. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, Father, thank you for taking the time this morning and for telling us kind of the latest that's going on there with the Solanas Casey Center.
Well, thank you, Sean. And keep us in prayer. We'll keep you and everyone else there in prayer.
Very good. Thank you.
Again,
you can find out more at solanascasey.org. That's solanascasey.org. You can find out about the Solanas Casey Center in Detroit, as well as the Solanas Casey Guild, which is the arm that is the official cause for canonization. They are undertaking that cause, and he has been declared venerable. And one miraculous cure approved by the Vatican to the prayers of Venerable Solanas will advance the cause to beatification and the title blessed. Another approved miracle after that will advance the cause finally to sainthood. So Father Larry said that, you know, things are moving along. He didn't say exactly how they're moving, but he said they have it sounds like a couple of possibilities there that are promising in terms of people praying for the intercession of Venerable Solanus Casey. So find out more at solanuscenter.org. That's solanuscenter.org. And to find out about the DVD, you can go to solanuscenter.org/DVD. And I'll put that information up at the Morning Air Facebook page as well. And don't forget, while you're online, you can join us at relevantradio.com.